Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Queen's Lair podcast. I am your host, Renee Lowe. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, a branding and event planning firm, and I am also the curator of Blackberry Naturals, which holds several events a year for the natural hair community, female entrepreneurs. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Season 9, Episode 5. This is why I drink tea, a Starbucks lesson. Okay, so let's jump right in. If you have been living under a rock, you probably have not heard about the whole Starbucks debacle that took place about a week ago, but I would think most people would have heard about it, but if you have not, there was an incident in Philly at a Starbucks where two black men were waiting for their third party to arrive, and apparently the manager of the Starbucks asked them a few times if they were going to purchase anything, and they said, well, they're waiting for their third party to get there, and they weren't purchasing anything right at that moment. So once the manager had asked them, I guess it was like the third or so time that the manager asked them if they were going to purchase anything, and if they were not going to purchase anything, that they would have to leave the premises. That is when the manager proceeded to go back behind the counter and call the police. The police show up, conversations go back and forth. There was nothing escalated as far as, like, you know, shouting match or anything like that. There's actually a 7 or 8 minute video prior to them actually getting arrested. They were handcuffed and taken down to the police station, and they were fingerprinted and held for close to 9 hours, at which time they were let go because it was found that they did not break any laws or anything, and Starbucks was completely embarrassed. And, of course, did not press any charges. Starbucks CEO was called the whole thing reprehensible and that they are really going to take a hard look at their practices within their stores. From what I understand, the manager that initially caused the ruckus in the first place no longer works at Starbucks. And I am not clear, or there hasn't been any clear reports of whether that person was fired. From what I have seen, it seems as though that manager decided to, resign from the job, I guess because just the heat on the situation, it just wasn't good. So they decided to take themselves out of the situation, from what I understand. Starbucks has also said that they are going to shut down all Starbucks stores sometime in May to have an all-day training, about bias actions and things of that nature. Okay, so we gave the rundown. I gave my professional rundown. So now I'm just going to give you the real tea because I don't really do coffee like that, but I definitely do tea. So here's the deal. I decided about probably close to seven months ago now, that I was not going to patron Starbucks anymore. And it's not because of anything that they personally did to me. I've had nothing but great experiences with Starbucks. I can't say anything to that regard. But in my personal quest to support my fellow black businesses and small business owners in my community, that is something that I've really been working hard to do. And I realized that there were a lot of restaurants and Black-owned businesses in my community that I didn't even know about. But I have been a partner for the past year or so with TasteBuds.net, and that's TasteBuds.net. And that is a listing of where you can find, it's a website where you can find listings of all different types of Black-owned businesses, you know, as far as food is concerned. So that means Black chefs. It means food trucks, restaurants, coffee houses, and such, okay? And I have really been on my own personal quest to really make that a reality for me, because I just felt like I was not giving back enough to my own community. People know I volunteer and I do all these different things, but I really wanted to take it upon myself to really give back to my community in a personal way, outside of Onyx New Media, outside of Black Ray Naturals, just Renee Lowe, the woman. So I have not been to Starbucks. It's probably been close to 7 months, so much so that I got an email, I think last week, from Starbucks saying that I have points that are going to expire. So I know it really has been quite some time. So I am going to let those points expire. I'm not going to use those points. I'm not going to patron them any longer. And it's not just because of this one incident, because I had already had this going on in my mind already anyway, and I've gone to a couple of coffee houses and shops, you know, for breakfast and, you know, get a little breakfast sandwich and all of that that are part of my community that happen to be Black-owned businesses. Actually, one of the businesses was Latino-owned, but I was really you know, proud to be able to support their business, and they were both great businesses. So I say all that to say this. It shouldn't take a situation like this incident in Philly for us as a community to support each other, and not just Black people either. I'm talking about small businesses in general, the mom and pop store, even if you're not Black owned. I mean, I am a Black woman. Obviously, my business is 100% Black owned. This is, you know, a Black owned. This is another extension of my business, this podcast, you know. But it should not take incidences like that to happen for us to support our small business community. It really shouldn't. You know, we're so busy trying to fit in with big brands. We're so busy just as people. But I have to speak especially to Black people, because I know a lot of these brands, you know, they put their clothes on a lot of the celebrities and things because they know that we love to spend our money. And they know we love to spend our money very, you know, in an unwise fashion. And, you know, this right now, especially this being, you know, April and the tax time and all that sort of stuff, these big brands know that checks are coming. You know, they know that you're waiting on your refunds to do all sorts of stuff. And instead of us taking our refunds and investing and or pooling our refunds together to buy a building and renovate it and, you know, have a multi, you know, business space or whatever the case may be, we don't do that. We often turn around and buy the latest Yeezys and all this kind of stuff. But I'm like, listen, I'm not mad at you wanting to buy the latest Yeezys, because, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not mad at you wanting to buy the latest Giuseppes or whatever it is. I love nice things too. But I'll tell you one thing. You have to put into your own communities first. You know what I mean? You have to put into your own, and I'm talking about the small mom-and-pop shops. I'm not saying not to support Kanye. Kanye is a Black man out here in this business, but Kanye is a multi-millionaire, you know? And you have to, what about those mom-and-pop shops that you keep that great designer mom-and-pop boutique in your neighborhood, where they are bootstrapping everything that they do? spend your money with them first, and then you can go over and spend some money with Kanye. I'm not mad at you. I have no problem with that. But my point is, we should be spending with our community first, the small business community. And I have to speak heavily on the Black-owned and especially women Black-owned, because that's who I am. That's a part of what I do. You know, we can't get mad at these big box people, you know, the big box companies or whatever. We can't even get mad at them. They're only putting out what the demand is. If the demand goes left, they're going to go left. If the demand goes right, they're going to go right. That's just how business works. You know, so we can't even get mad at situations like this at all. You know, one of the other things I wanted to touch on as well, I saw a video clip actually on Instagram. I think it was actually maybe yesterday or maybe it may have been earlier today. I saw a clip of Trick Daddy talking about, you know, Polo did not want them to, you know, for him to endorse them, you know, like to speak about them or, you know, something to that effect. He asked them, he didn't ask them for any money for endorsements or anything. He said, I just want to have something where I can get the latest Polo stuff before, you know, other people, like, you know, because sometimes when you spend heavily with certain big brand companies like Polo or Fendi or, you know, these sort of things, they will give you special invites. You know, like that black card service type of thing. They'll give you special invites to, you know, secret sales, and, you know, sometimes they do in-home things, you know, where they come to you to show you the latest collections of things before they actually hit the store or whatever. And, you know, this is what he was talking about, that he wanted, you know, to get in on that, and they politely told him no. And I kind of understand why. A lot of people got up in arms in the comments, but let me tell you the deal. When you have a brand, you want to be represented a certain way, you know. So while we talk about Starbucks and, you know, Starbucks doesn't represent us in this setting, you need to create your own brand. Represent yourself. Stop worrying about these big box people and you representing them or you flossing whatever it is that they have going on. Support your local designer. That kid from the hood that, you know, they've been making fashions since junior high school. Support them. Put them on the map. That's where we lose out a lot of the time. You know, support them. So, like I said, this episode is season 9, episode 5. This is why I drink tea, a Starbucks lesson. Let this be a lesson to us. To stop looking to big brands to represent us, especially if a lot of them won't even hire us. You know what I mean? And I'm speaking specifically to the black community, you know. Stop worrying about these big box brands representing you. Represent yourself. Start your own brand. Start your own company. Pull together and put your own money together and with your fellow community folks, your small business community folks, and start your own brand and rep yourself. Rep yourself. Stop waiting for these other people to rep you. That's all I got today. If you want to get in touch with me, you know where to find me, at Onyx Queen Media on all the social medias, including Instagram, Facebook. If you want to email me, let's have a discussion about it. info@onyxqueenmedia.com. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you next time.